It is Saturday, November 24th, 2018. This is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. I am in Eastern Massachusetts on my way to Cape Cod, West Yarmouth Cape Cod to be specific. I'll probably be there in a little over an hour. I've been driving for about 5 hours now.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve Goody.
And last night I was in Liverpool, New York, and I gotta say, one of the most rewarding experiences I've had amongst all these experiences, I mean, I've had a lot of good ones, but what was so cool about this was, well, let me back up. Dave Schwamm and Sal Casal and Pat, whose last name I've forgotten, they're a trio. They are from the Syracuse area of New York, and they have played the Bluebird relatively regularly since, I believe, 1995. So that's 23 years of coming down there to play the Bluebird Cafe once or twice a year for absolutely nothing. But that's part of their career, their dream, their musical legacy, just to make music and hoping that something will catch hold and make them big stars. But even if it doesn't, just to do that. And I've been the host at the Bluebird for about 11 years. So I've been there many times when they have played, and they're all super nice, and their wives are super nice, and their kids are super nice, and their harmonies are amazing. They write their own songs, and they obviously practice a great deal, because it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash-esque what these guys do. And last time they were in Nashville, I believe it was September. I think I had just gotten home from my latest tour when I'd been in the UK and in upstate Massachusetts. I've been in Massachusetts and other places near where I am right now. And we just got to chatting, and I had been hoping to play Ithaca, New York on Friday the 23rd of November, which, as you know, was yesterday. But that didn't work out because my friend Timothy said 2 and 3 months was just too many. I'd had a really good time there in August, and it was just too soon to do it again. But I hadn't realized that where these guys are from is so close to Ithaca. And they said, come on, Sal here owns a bar, a venue with many rooms, and they do music, and it would be great. Their band is called Whiskey Hollow Rush, and they said, we can open for you, and you can do your funny stuff. We get to hear all the stuff you don't do at the Bluebird. So I said, yeah, sounds great. So we did this, and they only had about a month's notice, which is not enough to do a really good job. And it turns out this club had only been open for 4 days yesterday. It's kind of crazy how it all worked out. Nevertheless, they had a fairly good crowd. I think we had about 35 people when it topped out. There was a challenge that the other part of the club, it's a big old club, is a sports bar. And there was some big hockey thing going on and lots of just chatter. Not people being obnoxious, but there are hundreds of people in the other part of the building. And the noise they made just seeped over to us, and it never quite got quiet. So that is a big challenge when doing comedy, and I quickly resigned myself to, well, this ain't going to be the Netflix special I was hoping to make. But what the heck, let's go for it anyway. So we did, and we had a good time. There was some lack of focus. It wasn't necessarily my best job in the world, and like I said, there were challenges to this. But we really had a good time. But the point I'm getting at is that Dave and Sal and their wives, Bonnie and Teresa, are just so super cool. Oh, and Dave's daughter, Tammy. Not only did they get me a hotel room when that totally wasn't necessary. I would be perfectly happy with a couch. But they didn't think that was being good enough hosts. But they're really excited about doing this again next year. When we have some notice, we can really do this properly. I don't know if I can quite explain why that feels so particularly good. They get it. I get them. And they want to do this again next year and really do it up big. And, you know, it's not like any of them are making any money off this. It's really just for the love of doing it, for the joy of supporting each other. And me respecting what they do and them respecting what I do. And everybody is just such good people. And we all live so far apart, but it doesn't really matter. There are good people making good music all over the place. And comedy, I might add. and it just feels really nice. So that's my report from Massachusetts. I'm going to be in West Yarmouth pretty soon, play the home of Carol LaDuke for the second time in 3 months, and this should be wacky fun, and then off to New York City tomorrow. So I will check in with you again then. Please subscribe if you haven't already on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to this stuff.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
Today is Sunday, November 25th, 2018. Amongst other things, it is the 40th anniversary of my bar mitzvah. So that's exciting. I am in Southern Connecticut, almost in New York City. Last night was lots of fun in West Yarmouth, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where the audience numbered 3. That's right. Oh, it's always exciting when you're hanging around in a friend's living room and two people come over like an hour before the show and you're like, oh, great. I mean, people are coming early and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then those are the only two people that show up, plus my host. But I have learned, take heart. Fear not. You can do a show for 3 people. Often, shows for 3 people are lots of fun. And last night proved that theorem, that hypothesis, that postulate. It's true. We had a lot of fun. I find it gets obviously more personal when there's only 3 people. You kind of ask questions like, do we really need this microphone? And I tried to go to stuff that they would like. 2 of them, my host Carol and one of her friends, the one named Cindy, had heard my show before only 3 months earlier. So I tried to go to stuff they hadn't heard yet. Some of it was new. Some of it was so old that they, you know, nobody's heard it. And it went quite well, I must say. And their friend Anna, who was there as well, had a lovely time. Oh, it was so fun and so stupid. And now I'm almost in New York City, where I will be staying at the home of my good friend Marion, who lives in Queens. We both write funny songs, and I met her at a funny song convention here in the New York area a couple of years ago. So that'll be fun. And then tomorrow off to northern New Jersey, to the town of Blackwood, where my friend Kiki will be interviewing me live in front of an audience, and I'll be doing a show. And all of that will be broadcast at some point because it's part of the radio station she works at. it's so very, oh my God. Yeah, so looking forward to all of that. We'll keep this one short. We'll tack it on to yesterday's podcast stuff. It's going to be great. It's fine. It's perfect. It's great. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you like, and go to stevegoody.com and find my songs. All right, bye.
So you think you've heard them all, every Christmas song, every Yuletide carol that has ever come along. That's not quite true. Send one more to you. Mendel the reindeer reported for work on the 24th night of December.
December.
Mendel had come all the way from New York, clutching an overnight letter. Saying Dasher was sick and a desperate Saint Nick needed somebody healthy instead. But Santa didn't hire Mendel. He took a reindeer named Fred. Mendel, 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 Mendel. Mendel, 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 Mendel. What do you know about Christmas anyway? What do you know?
Why they?
Mendel said, Santa Claus, why'd you reject me so blatantly, anti-Semitically? But Santa said, Mendel, that's simply not true. Just look around here, we're all Jewish too. You know Herschel and Harry and Larry and Tevye, Lenny and Izzy and Yanko and Edna. Jewish reindeer, one and all, each one of them is. They just changed. change their Hebrew names to make it in showbiz.
Even Rudolph?
Well, he's Hindu.
Mendela, Mendela, won't you please believe? Who else would want to work for me every Christmas Eve? Mendel, Mendel, would you be mollified if I said you're overqualified? And maybe you'd be better suited for a desk job.
What do you say?
Okay.
Mendel the reindeer reported for work on the 26th day of December. Sorting complaints from the bad boys and girls who got socks instead of Nintendo. And Dasher got well and Fred went back to Jersey to his job at the agnostic petting zoo. So what do we know about Christmas anyway? It's Jews pulling the sleigh.
Except for Rudolph.
He's from Bombay.
And oh, by the way, the Easter Bunny's gay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.